Well, good Friday morning to you. Hope you enjoyed your fun and food, the fellowship that you shared on Thanksgiving with family and friends. Hope your turkey was perfect yesterday. Hope you enjoyed your day. Well, now it's time to look ahead. As we turn the corner after Thanksgiving, we start to look ahead to the next holiday season right around the corner, and that, of course, is the Christmas holiday season. This day, the Friday after Thanksgiving, is typically referred to as Black Friday, where so many retail stores enjoy the opportunity to get in the black for the first time during the year. But tomorrow is just as, or maybe even more important. Tomorrow, Saturday, is Small Business Saturday, and this year it falls on November 26th, the Saturday after Thanksgiving. It's a day where we try to celebrate the holiday shopping season by spending so much of our money in local stores and shops. Last year, in 2021, 51 million shoppers participated in Small Business Saturday. That's according to the National Retail Federation. According to Bankrate, nearly 6 in 10, about 59% of the holiday shoppers plan to participate in Small Business Saturday this year. And that's actually more than showed up in the Black Friday survey, which was 56%. According to the Small Business Administration, there are 33.2 million small businesses that currently operate in the United States. And also according to the SBA, small businesses generate 12.9 million new net jobs over the last 25 years. That accounts for about 2 out of every 3 jobs that have been added to our economy. That comes through small businesses. Now, the idea behind Small Business Saturday is to inspire consumers to patronize local enterprises during the highly profitable pre-holiday shopping season. It's always the Saturday after Thanksgiving, traditionally the busiest shopping period of the year. And we mentioned, according to American Express, U.S. shoppers spent over $20 billion on Small Business Saturday in 2021. Capturing at least some of the shopping activity between Thanksgiving Day to what's always referred to as Cyber Monday, which this year is November 28th. It's a crucial time period for the success of small businesses. And the National Retail Federation reported that roughly 180 million Americans shopped during that 5-day span. Now, Small Business Saturday started with American Express in partnership with the nonprofit National Trust for Historic Preservation. As they started Small Business Saturday in Boston in 2010, American Express bought advertising inventory on Facebook and gave it to its small merchant account holders, as well as giving rebates to new customers to help promote the event. In 2011, the Senate unanimously passed a resolution supporting the holiday, and it quickly became honored in all 50 states. That day not only drives consumers to their local ventures, but it's also positive for employment, economic well-being, and neighborhood vitality in the community, according to Bankrate. Now, each year after, the Small Business Saturday has generated increased sales from the time that it first started. In 2021, American Express reported that Small Business Saturday reached an all-time high with an estimated $23.3 billion in U.S. consumer spending. And from 2010 to 2019, American Express reported that approximately $120 billion had been spent. So it is a big deal. Now, how do consumers approach Small Business Saturday? Well, some surveys kind of show some of the activity that's out there. According to research conducted by Active Campaign, 30% of consumers said they do want to support small businesses over the big brands, but they say they're aware of these businesses' struggles. The LendingTree survey in 2021 discovered that 63% of Americans know a small business in their community that permanently closed due to the COVID pandemic. Now, the LendingTree survey found that 54% of women said they will shop small on Small Business Saturday as opposed to 43% of men. Among all the generation groups, millennials are the most likely to participate at 59%. Americans with household incomes below $35,000 are the least likely to participate. Now, why does it matter so much? Well, it's really hard to overstate the importance of small businesses in the United States. According to a 2019 U.S. Small Business Association report, enterprises with fewer than 500 employees accounted for 44% of the U.S. economic activity. These businesses provide employment opportunities, they pay taxes, and they reduce blight. Now, in addition, small businesses tend to be particularly active in their local communities. According to American Express, 67 cents of every dollar that's spent in a small business stays in the local community. And SCORE found that small businesses donate 250% more than larger businesses to local nonprofits and community causes. We've talked so much about some of those efforts here locally. Now, for many of those small businesses, the holiday season is critical. According to the 2021 American Express survey, 78% of small business owners said their holiday sales would likely determine whether they can stay afloat in 2022. And Small Business Saturday helped spread the message to consumers. That survey found that 70% of respondents reported that Small Business Saturday makes them want to encourage others to shop at small, independently owned retailers. So, how can you, as a consumer, support small businesses on this special day, on Small Business Saturday, and beyond as well? Well, here are some examples. They said, first of all, you could leave some positive online reviews. You can take to social media platforms like Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, as well as the review platforms like Yelp and Google reviews to talk about the virtues of some of those small businesses. Tell them about the great experiences, other folks that you've had in those businesses. Talk about some of the customer service, the face-to-face that you have an opportunity in a small business, and also that you really can save some money if you do it right in some of those small businesses as well. Also, spread the word among your friends. Remember, word of mouth is also an excellent way to alert friends and family about a great place that's in your neighborhood. And while you're at it, bring them in with you the next time you shop so they can experience that for themselves. Also, you can buy gift cards if you can't shop in person, or people want to give presents to those who don't necessarily live close by. A gift card to that establishment could be the next best thing to actually shopping in person. And if it's food items, order takeout directly. Third-party apps, some of those third-party apps out there, you know the ones we're talking about, they take a significant cut from restaurants or cafes. So instead, make sure you order directly from the business's website or maybe over the phone. Pick up your food if they don't have their own delivery service. We live in small towns. It's not that big a deal for us to pop out and pick up if we don't want to eat in the restaurant. Also, you can host different events, galleries, bars, restaurants, cafes, retail shops. They're often eager to rent their spaces on off hours, so consider that possibly a location maybe for your next event. So there are a lot of different ways that you can actually take care of that business. And, you know, when you think about it, when you shop small, you're going to non-corporate retailers and e-commerce websites and shopping from smaller companies instead. It's just an opportunity for you to purchase from hardworking entrepreneurs who have opened businesses in your local community. And while small businesses are defined as a company with fewer than 500 employees, many of them are much, much smaller in our area communities. Many are just sole proprietors or perhaps just have a handful of workers at those locations. And remember, many retailers depend on the holiday shopping season to liquidate merchandise and turn enough profits so that they're in the black and they can restock with new products. Small businesses operate on much smaller margins than larger retail companies, so it is essential that they see a spike in sales and revenue starting in late November heading into the end of December. Small Business Saturday not only brings in existing customers, but we need those new customers as well. So make sure you get out and support, not just this weekend, but all throughout the holiday season. This Saturday is Small Business Saturday. It's very important to a lot of the local businesses here in our area. And it's a time to not only think about those retail outlets that are here in the area where we can shop for some of those Christmas gifts and goods, also think about all the service providers that operate small businesses in your communities as well. Make them the first call when you do need their services. Enjoy Small Business Saturday tomorrow, and let's do some local shopping.